The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars.
The following is a story based on an incident from the rich Arabic heritage. These stories were chosen and documented with utmost care, with the hope of conveying important lessons and morals while still being entertaining. The Amazing Camel. One day, a merchant travelled along the desert on his camel that was loaded with merchandise. After travelling for a long time, the merchant became very tired. When he saw two palm trees giving shade to a space below, he sat in the shade to rest from the intense heat of the sun. He tied his camel to one of the trees before settling under the shade so that he could take a little nap. Sometime later, the merchant woke up to find his camel had managed to free himself from the rope and was now wandering in the big desert. He searched for the camel, close by and far away, behind the sand dunes, but he could not find him. So the merchant sat down to think, and he started to get very worried. Then a man passed by and asked, "Did you lose a limping camel who couldn't see from one eye?" The merchant excitedly answered, "Yes!" The stranger then asked, "Was he carrying honey on one side and wheat on the other side?" Again, the owner said that this was in fact his camel's description. The stranger laughed and said, "I haven't seen him." "Huh?" The stranger described the camel of the merchant in such great detail. "But he said that he hasn't seen him? How could this be?" The merchant didn't believe this. The two men started arguing. Eventually, they decided to take their case to the judge. The judge asked the stranger if he was the thief, and the stranger said that he was not. So the judge asked who the thief was, and the stranger said that he did not know. Then the judge said, "How then did you know all this information about the missing camel?" The stranger replied, "I spend my days traveling in the wilderness. This taught me how to have very strong and very sharp observational skills." The judge said, "Then tell me how you knew about this merchant's camel." Now, let's listen to the fascinating explanation of the stranger. The stranger said, "I saw the footprints of a camel in the sand, and I knew that he was a camel lost by his owner, because I did not see any human footprints next to the camel footprints. I also noticed that he only ate the plants from one side, so I knew that he could not see out of one of his eyes. Then I noticed that the footprints of one foot were very light, so I knew that this camel had a limp. The ants crawling towards one side led me to believe that he was carrying wheat on that side. The insects that were cluttered around the other side told me that he was carrying honey on the other side. The judge was amazed by how the man was able to figure this all out. He ordered him to be set free. The stranger and the merchant set out to look for the missing camel. They found him near the spot where the stranger had seen the footprints. The merchant took his camel and thanked this smart, observant stranger for his help. And Allah knows best. The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that we should give others the benefit of the doubt. What does this mean, benefit of the doubt? It means to not just guess and assume that someone did something bad without any real proof. Sometimes there is a very good explanation for someone's strange behavior. And so, dear listeners, learn from the merchant's mistake. He thought the stranger had stolen his camel, just because he knew about how the camel looked. But he had a very good reason why he knew all of this information. So do not be like the merchant in this story, and instead be like the judge, who asked the stranger why he knew about the camel's appearance. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
Change. Sleep, my little bird, sleep the fire.